This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The legislature has started considering next year's budget, including $700 million in cuts. On Tuesday, Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden, the state's chief budget officer, set the scene for the House Appropriations Committee.
You have to go where the dollars are to find the cuts.
And most of those dollars are in healthcare and higher education. Over half of the proposed cuts would be made to the Department of Health. Darden says that would impact a range of healthcare programs, like financial waivers for families with disabled children, psychiatric care, and nursing care. On top of that, concerns were raised about the state's safety net hospitals, those run by a private partner with state funding. Darden says some hospitals, like the new University Medical Center in New Orleans, have already given notice that if the state can't pay their share, they'd have to back out of the partnership.
That means to the state, here's your hospital. We're giving it back to you. We're not going to run it any longer. You're not going to pay us like you told us you would.
Darden says those concerns extend to state hospital partners in Alexandria, Lake Charles, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge.
And it's not a threat, and it's not a scare tactic. It is the reality of what's going to happen if we don't have the money, or you can't reshuffle cuts to avoid the cuts I'm talking about.
If any additional revenue is raised, Darden says backfilling cuts to the Department of Health would be a priority. But even under that scenario, other funding needs would be met first, which means these safety net hospitals would still be at risk.
They are not provided for in the budget right now, so they're putting us on notice.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.